WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The WSR 88D, like other weather radars, calculates the height of the radar beam's centerline, assuming a standard atmosphere. If the atmosphere deviates from standard refractive conditions, the radar beam also deviates from its assumed or normal propagation path. In other words, it refracts or bends, just like a beam of light propagating through different media, and can either subrefract or superrefract. The beam is assumed to refract a certain amount in the standard atmosphere. If it refracts less than this standard, then it is called subrefraction. The beam will be higher than the radar calculation, and hence, target height will be underestimated. Using 110 nautical mile range and 1.5 degree elevation as an example, the beam's centerline height is approximately 26,000 feet. Under subrefractive conditions, echo tops at 26,000 feet would be overshot by the radar beam and go undetected. The echo tops would be detected on a lower elevation slice. Subrefraction occurs when the atmospheric temperature lapse rate approaches dry adiabatic and when moisture increases with height. The classic scenario is an inverted V sounding with a moist layer aloft, which in the United States occurs most frequently in the west, especially in the summer. In addition to underestimated echo heights, this phenomena tends to reduce ground clutter in the lowest elevation cuts. The opposite situation, super refraction, occurs when the radar beam refracts more than the standard. The beam will be lower than calculated, and target height will be overestimated. The classic situation is a temperature inversion, either at the surface or aloft, and can be caused by terrestrial radiation, subsidence, thunderstorm outflows, cold advection behind a front, to name just a few. Besides overestimated echo heights, super refraction increases ground clutter in the lowest elevation cuts and is the cause of what we normally refer to as anomalous propagation, or AP. As an example, using 90 nautical mile range and 1.5 degree elevation, the beam's centerline height is about 19,000 feet. Under super refractive conditions, echo tops at 19,000 feet would be undershot by the radar beam. The echo tops would be detected on a higher elevation slice. This is just a reminder that we have to be careful with the tools that we use and remember their shortcomings. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.